Jason Gray, WWIB, and hey, we made the big announcement yesterday. He's coming for our 50th anniversary celebration at the Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Seven food trucks raising money for the Hope Village in Chippewa Falls, and it's going to be a great day. Put it on your calendar, April 26th. You don't want to miss it. Jason Cans, had you heard that yet?
I had not heard that yet.
Yeah.
I had not. So that's a new one to me as well.
And you're going to want to check out, we played actually after making the big announcement yesterday, just after 8:45 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Always fun to break news, and I think it went out in our mailing, so we were just kind of consistent with that. But the fact is that he's always writing new songs. His latest that we played yesterday is Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying, and you got to listen to that.
Oh, what a great title for a song.
I mean,
yes,
he is, you know, you think about
title.
His various strengths, Jason Gray, and he's a fine singer, but I'll tell you what, and he's a terrific songwriter, but his best thing is how he reaches deep within himself and just that authenticity, that vulnerability, you know?
Yeah, we definitely need more of that. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear that there's a song with that title. I will check that out.
Yeah, you're going to love it. All right, well, it is a Friday morning, so we threw out not one but two questions yesterday, and they were both kind of fun. I had kicked off yesterday morning this segment with it's the most wonderful time of the year, not Christmas, but June for birthdays. And so we threw it out, and Vicky kind of threw that on the gauntlet right away in the listener line. She's like, October's the best birthday month. So people were weighing in
right.
On various months. Did you see some of that in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group?
Yeah, I just checked it out a little bit this morning again. It was fun to see how different people were weighing in on that and how people can have such strong opinions about that.
Yeah. I strongly feel June is the best month, but I kind of would, if I could, if somebody gave me access to the thermostat, I would kind of turn it down a little for June.
Sure. Yeah. I think you're right about that, which is why October is better.
Okay. Also, at the same time, brushes with fame. Boy, we had a server in Eau Claire who had served Aretha Franklin. We had people who met Steve Miller. And Freddie Fender also playing checkers and backgammon with Freddie Fender. It was quite the morning.
Yeah, I had one that I actually remembered. When I was in high school, I cooked breakfast for the band Three Dog Night when I was working at a restaurant. So
cool.
That was probably my biggest brush with fame. So,
what's the best-known Three Dog Night song?
Probably Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Okay.
You know, I think that's or is that Joy to the World, I think is the title of that.
Okay, so, well, it's funny you say that because I had a student named Jeremiah in Liberia. I taught Bible that second year. And I remember, you know, the kids just loved it when I would, you know, sing that song in relation to him. And I think he didn't know what to do with it, but
Yeah, there were some good ones, fun songs back then. So.
Yeah, and some people, that's kind of showing that we're both in our 50s now. The Three Dog Night, some people are like, what? That's the name of a group.
Yeah, they have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of tangentially, I think, related to the whole Jesus movement thing. I mean, they had some songs that had very Jesus-y lyrics to them, and I don't know that they would have identified themselves as Christian, but there was definitely some that showed up that way. So,
just quickly, this is one of those days I told you off air. I wish we had an hour. We have 5 minutes. But you made some interesting posts yesterday. One of those things that we've talked about before that in your thinking you've had in recent years, you've gone away from us versus them. And so just briefly touch on that.
Yeah, you know, so I think one of the things we can sometimes run into in Christian culture, and I think different culture as well, is that we look for ways in which we can see who's on our team versus who's on the other team. And when we do that, we tend to see enemies around the corner all the time. And, you know, I think as we become people of love, what we want to look, you know, every person we encounter, even if it's somebody we disagree with, to be able to see people as image bearers of God, as worthy of value. And when we begin to show curiosity and love toward people instead of seeing them as enemies to be defeated, I think it really changes things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that one of the songs that comes to mind is, you know, Danny Gokey, We All Need Jesus. It kind of puts us all on the same team, you know? So,
Right, for sure. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I talk about that, and yet I suppose, like Jason Gray, I struggle with that. I mean,
yeah.
there are certain people, certain groups that I really struggle to show the love of Christ well with. Uh-huh. And so it's kind of having to go back and say, okay, I need work in this area.
Also showing how you're quick to not only books, but documentaries. I know I am interested, too, to watch this Duggar documentary. I think it's on Prime, right? Shiny Happy People.
Yep. And yeah, I think it went on last night.
Yeah, you went on the very first day. You're already into the second episode. So how long are the episodes?
I am. They're about an hour each.
Okay.
There's four episodes. Yeah. Leanne Gumalowskis, who I think we both know, had messaged me last night and said, and our friend Mackenzie had said, hey, it's on.
Yeah.
And so Heather and I started watching it last night. And
so
yeah, it's going to be hard for people.
My wife actually watched Elementary, and I took the TV and watched the NBA Finals. So that's what we were viewing. Okay. Let us finish off with Galatians 2, 1 and 2 today.
Sure. It says, then 14 years later, I went back to Jerusalem again, this time with Barnabas, and Titus came along too. I went there because God revealed to me that I should go. While I was there, I met privately with those who considered themselves to be leaders of the church and shared with them the message I had been preaching to the Gentiles. I wanted to make sure that we were in agreement for fear that all my efforts had been wasted and I was running the race for nothing.
And close out with Jason's devotional commentary in the first two verses of Galatians 2. 14 years later, Paul returned to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Titus to talk with the leaders of the growing church. I had commissioned Paul to share the good news among the Gentiles, and he wanted to discuss his mission with Peter and James to make sure he was on the right track. People often thoughtlessly proceed when they believe they've heard something from me. Instead, practice wisdom. Talk with me and trust others about what you hear so that you can make informed decisions. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's relational, right? I mean, it's slowing down, trying to listen to the Spirit and listen to others. And again, I think that can be a challenge to do, but I think it's important.
Our triune God, the one from whom everything comes and flows back to, is a relational God, Father, Son, and Spirit.
Absolutely.
And he calls us to be relational. Jason, thanks. See you at breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Chris Tomlin, Holy Forever, WWIB. And yeah, that was a June Dairy Month cow mooing there, about a minute plus left in the song. And Sherry in Osseo coming through as the winner. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hey, you're pretty excited, huh?
I am, because I love all dairy products. So
fantastic.
And I love WWIB. It's a great way. I start you guys out every morning. It's WWIB on my 45-minute drive into work. So I appreciate all you guys and absolutely love this radio station.
Thank you so much, Sherry. We were going to give you the prize even without all those kind words. You win a value basket from Culver's and a two-scoop sundae from the same. You can redeem it at any one of the five Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, or Culver's locations, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, or Rice Lake, okay?
Sounds fantastic. Ice cream's my favorite.
There you go. Stop by and pick up your certificate sometime in the next 60 days. Well, happy National Donut Day to people.
Thank you so much, because I intend to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, what's your favorite kind of donut?
That's really tough. It's really difficult. I mean, I have to say, growing up...
You can't go wrong, right?
Growing up, the Honeymooner donut from Marketplace, the grocery store in my hometown of Rice Lake, that was my favorite. Again, it's just a great, yeast-raised donut, and you've got the chocolate icing on there, but then the whipped cream frosting, kind of a whipped cream frosting in the donut as well, and a maraschino cherry on top. That was my all-time favorite as a kid growing up, and then my world has opened up to so many other donut possibilities as I've gone on throughout the years. So shout out to Blado's Donuts. Not from Wisconsin. They're from Minnesota.
That's Winona. The place you went to when you were camping, and made a specific trip, isn't it?
I specifically designed a camping trip around being able to go to Blado's Donuts. So yeah, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with so many great options around here.
That is good. I'm sure Dunkin' will not steer you wrong today. I'm looking at Dunkin' National Donut Day free donut deal today. So they've got that going on. So give them recognition for that. I really love the Persian at Quick Trip.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, Quick Trip with the glazers and such. But the Persian, just the frosting on that, you get it soft and just right. That's a favorite for me as well. So
And we're asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and I believe this posted on the main WWIB radio Facebook page as well, on this National Donut Day, let us know where, in your opinion, can we find the best donuts anywhere. My wife grew up with Baron Bakery donuts as well, too. Their fried cinnamons are classic. I know Jason Cans grew up in Oostburg, right? And so he said Oostburg Bakery, hands down, that's where you can find the best. So there are lots of options that we need to know about, lest we miss any.
Yeah, right. There's not a Krispy Kreme in the area, but they don't do a half bad job either.
So National Donut Day, and you can always text us on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670 as well. Where can we find the best donuts in Wisconsin? Or again, we know we reach southeastern Minnesota as well, too, so that's perfectly fine if some Minnesotans want to weigh in. Or if you say, hey, I've been somewhere else. I know Doss was just out on the West Coast. We really should have checked with him to see if he found any incredible donut places while he was traveling across the country. Well, it's time for one of our Finally Friday edition traditions here on the WIB Wake Up Show at WWIB. 71 degrees coming up on 747. And we want to get you caught up on everything you might have missed. This is a busy time of year, but you want to stay informed with news and sports and politics and pop culture. We do the hard work, the labor of aggregating all that for you and then bring it to you in a condensed fashion, bite-sized chunks here on Friday morning on WWIB. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Topping the news this week, this is a reminder that today is National Donut Day.
It figures that the only thing that could bring red states and blue states together in this country is something totally bad for you.
At least it's something.
Totally delicious. A government study recently found that 60% of Americans do not exercise enough.
Yeah, the other 40% must be those folks running to catch the ice cream truck.
Whatever works.
A study found people underestimate the calories in fast food meals.
I'll tell you more about what the study said, but I dipped it in ranch and ate it for lunch.
Hope it was good.
Researchers say every hour of television you watch cuts 22 minutes off your life.
Which is why I watch my shows on my phone.
And listen to the radio.
Research found that the use of artificial sweeteners by pregnant women leads to having children who are obese.
And maybe naming your daughter Splenda.
That's a splendid name.
A German researcher recently found that being forced to smile may actually harm your health.
In other news, Vanna White was hospitalized following yet another taping of Wheel of Fortune.
Not Vanna.
And I don't think that's true, hopefully. And finally, a report found that Finland is the world's happiest country.
I guess being so far away from the Kardashians does have a number of benefits.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
Probably not. Happy National Donut Day, everybody. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, 22 past 8 o'clock, 76 degrees. Having some fun on our listener line at 715-396-1670 via text and voicemail. And also in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning, asking you on this National Donut Day, where have you found the best donuts in Wisconsin? And we will open it up if you want to say, hey, found some place in Minnesota or elsewhere as well. That's fine. We're just looking for great donuts this morning. Heard from Cindy from Glenwood City, and she says Spring Valley Bakeries where she's found the best donuts. I have been there. I believe, Cindy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they have something called Monkey Toes, which is like a Long John, but kind of an elongated Long John filled with homemade Bavarian cream and then I think glazed and dipped in some chocolate as well, too. So y'all just going to find out how much I love donuts. I probably shouldn't even be doing this, but yes, Spring Valley Bakery, been there, loved it. Also, Nancy from La Crosse says her favorite bakery is Blado's Bakery in Winona, Minnesota. We touched on that earlier. I did plan an entire camping trip one time just around going there. I really, really love Blado's. Well, how about Java Journey in Rib Lake? That's what Priscilla says. Or she says Linda's Bakery in West Salem. Best donut she's found. Rod says Bloomer Bakery. So does Marine, saying Bloomer Bakery, the place to go. Tracy Schultz says Sweet Memories in Thorpe for sure the best. I have heard of that one and I have not been there yet. And I really need to. Thorpe is not that far from here. Mike and Becky, another vote for Blado's. Jen, another vote for Spring Valley Bakery. And Laura and Brenda both vote for Bloomer Bakery. More comments here in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We'd love to have you join if you haven't. We had actually an exclusive giveaway there the other day for folks who joined it. Missy, another vote for Bloomer Bakery. And she says, the Yum Yums and Horseshoes are the best. I need to figure out what Yum Yums and Horseshoes are. That sounds awesome. Jason says Oostburg Bakery, hands down, where you can find the best donuts in Wisconsin. Rachel says Amish donuts. And I believe Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I've been to the Augusta Bakery before, and I thought they had some Amish-made products there, too. Benita says, Quick Trip, big fan of their donuts. Jennifer says, the Barron Bakery, of course. Love the Barron Bakery. Again, great local bakeries here. Mike says, Donut Sam's in Menominee, the best donuts. Annette says, Grandma Fortune's Kitchen. Wow, your grandma makes donuts, Annette? That's awesome. And Tara says, Joseph's Cheesecake. Our good friend Chef Nick makes great donuts. And, yeah, he is opening in about an hour and 35 minutes this morning. So make sure you get those donuts from Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Another vote for Sweet Memories in Thorpe as well. We'd love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. Where can we find the best donuts in the state of Wisconsin on this National Donut Day? And if you want to go outside the state, that's fine, too. But you have to bring us some.
The best of the week now on WWIB, and it's drawn from only Tuesday, Thursday, and today because, hey, Caleb and I weren't here on Monday. I did not save the broadcast when it was Caleb and Dawson on Wednesday. So from 3 days, how did I get more than 5 minutes of material? Give it a listen right now. Woo! Well, friends, welcome to the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I know you think of this as a Christmas song, but it's June. June, the best birthday month of the year. And Jason Kanz and I have fun with celebrating our birthday months.
I was like looking out my window thinking, is it snowing outside that we've got the most wonderful time of the year?
You got me into this because you make a big deal about October being the best month. And so I got to counter with June,
yeah.
You know?
You can be entitled to think that, even though most people know that October is actually the best month.
Good morning. This is Steve from Black River Falls. My brush with fame was the first time I was 7, and Freddie Fender was a friend of the family somewhere in there. And we were at an anniversary over in Green Bay, and he actually played checkers with me. My parents got pictures of it, and so it was pretty cool. And then when I was 10 years old, we had some other doings or whatever, and he actually started teaching me how to play backgammon. It's kind of a cool thing when you look back at it. That's my brush of fame.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I got flat for you because for you don't belong.
It is Potty Training Awareness Month.
Okay.
We just got through that, you know, with one, but now we've got the baby coming up. We're going to have to figure it all out again. We've got a lot of things coming up this summer, but at the end of the summer, August 26th, it's a Saturday evening. Please save that date because that is the WWIB 50th anniversary free community concert. We're going to have a great fun time. It also will be benefiting through your free will donations, Hope Village, and the incredible work being done there. And so we're going to have free inflatables for the kids. 7 different food trucks are booked that day. Working on getting our friend Kevin's juggling and balloons there as well. So there'll be lots of great free entertainment, incredible food. And also, again, because this is our WWIB 50th anniversary family reunion, Lord willing, we'll be able to take a big old family photo via drone if we can get that worked out. And would love to be able to see that. Again, people who've been part of this radio ministry as listeners, contributors, whatever it might be, we would love to have you gather with us for this family reunion on August 26th at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Jesse Hamble from 513 Free, I believe, will be gathering one or two 513 Free members and having a small reunion as well. And so they will be our musical opener for this free community concert. But we also do have a recording artist that will be our headliner that night for, again, an absolutely free concert that the public is invited to. And we want to make sure that you mark that date on your calendar for August 26th.
And who's the headliner?
The headliner is Jason Gray.
Ah, outstanding.
We are looking forward to that very much. Again, Jason Gray, you and I, just an absolute favorite of ours, too. Gifted as a singer, as a songwriter. And so many new songs being put out constantly from him. And so August 26th, absolutely free concert.
Take a picture of expensive home furnishings you just know you can DIY at home. Get shots of all the important angles for when you're ready to DIY.
I can't relate to that one at all. Not handy.
I'm like, I would never do that.
Nope.
Yeah, if you're asking about fun stories, I was in Madison many years ago, and I... got to meet Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band. And I had supper with him. And I asked him, I said, sing a little harmony with me. So I sang a little of Fly Like an Eagle. And he sang a harmony to me. And that was real fun. Real nice guy, too.
Chris Tomlin, Holy Forever, WWIB, and yeah, that was a June Dairy Month cow mooing there, about a minute plus left in the song, and Sherry in Osseo coming through as the winner. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hey, you're pretty excited, huh?
I am, because I love all dairy products, so.
Fantastic.
And I love WWIB. It's a great way I start you guys out every morning. It's WWIB on my 45-minute drive into work, so I appreciate all you guys and absolutely love this radio station.
Thank you so much, Sherry. We were going to give you the prize even without all those kind words.
Well, there you go. The best of the week, and Sherry just kind of made my day.
Absolutely, and we had three guys win yesterday, so Sherry, the first winner on the female side here in our Culver's June Dairy Month celebration.